Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, hello, and welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Matt, known on the internet as Super Gaines Bros. Joined today by Ez, partner in crime, the flannel wizard we go by these days. You know, it used to be Womp Rat, but I think you've settled. I think you finally settled on the flannel wizard.
Well, I like to sometimes say the man of many names. I mean, the man of many names, whatever it is. Finally settled on the flannel wizard. Yeah, so we're going to brand it like that for the time being. But yeah. Dude, excited to be here. Let's go. I'm pumped.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring you on because, you know, you are the Star Wars expert, and man, we're finally into some good Star Wars, right? I've been on your podcast. We've been talking about, you know, Andor has been absolutely fantastic. May the 4th came. We got a bunch of big announcements at Celebration, and on May the 4th, something happened in the video game community, and that is Battlefront 2. The 2017 Battlefront, not the classic one, which is also an amazing game,
right?
Hit 100,000 concurrent players. And it still today is holding 80 to 90,000. This is on Steam. You can track the data. So there's 100,000 people playing. There's still 80 to 90,000 people, which actually puts it, I mean, it's up there in terms of people that are actively playing. There hasn't been a single update to this game in 5 years. And this was posted on Reddit. If this doesn't show the demand for Battlefront 3, what will? So a bunch of Star Wars content creators, Bombastic, he's somebody I really like, he has been making videos about it and saying, hey, the Battlefront 3 hype is working, right? Like people have been going on to my videos. I actually have made some Battlefront 3 videos, and people, I'm getting comment after comment and people saying Battlefront 3, just Battlefront 3. It's like people are trying to flood the internet with it to show EA and Disney, hey, we want Battlefront 3. And are we ever going to get it? And I wanted to bring you on because especially the campaign, I know, I think everyone focuses on the multiplayer, but I thought you and I would talk a little bit about the campaign because I think we both really enjoyed that. And it's just a game that so many people, you know, beloved. It's one of the most beloved Star Wars games out there. And now with Andor being as successful as it is, is now the time.
Now is the time, and the quote is, count me in, General. Like, seriously, I would love for them to do this. I didn't even realize that this hype was kind of going on. So I'm I just literally typed in on a search, and it's like the petition is blowing up. It's literally blowing up for people to kind of, like, they're calling for this. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's to have that many active individuals still playing it right now is actually huge, because I've gone back and forth. Like, you know, I upgraded to a PS5 and I'm like, okay, should I re-download it? What, you know, should I get back into it, etc.? Is it gonna be worth it? Are there people out there still wanting to play it? And I'm sure there's a bunch of people on the fringe who, because of the lack of updates, are kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like one update and we would have been boom back in there, or a new game. You have I just believe a plethora of Star Wars fans who are clamoring for this. And so it's a gold mine, in my opinion. And you're right. The campaign was so good. It's probably one of the best pieces of Star Wars content.
Seriously,
we've actually gotten.
It's really underrated.
Yeah. So, holy smokes. I mean, you talk about like a strong female character. Aiden Versio is what I'm thinking of, right? In terms of some of the, you know, campaign stuff. It is so flipping good. And as you just mentioned, Andor comes out and it is, I mean, it's
phenomenal. Yeah.
Phenomenal. And it's brought everyone back to the table, everyone back to the tube, watching Star Wars again. So, and just before we hopped on here, you said that's a focus on the rebellion, right? And this, we have a chance to go back and get this game, right? Get this game, Battlefront 3, give us another campaign, blow up some of that Inferno Squad stuff possibly, which was sick. And maybe that's there's actors tied to that. Why the heck would you not like go show us the other side of the coin? I mean, the Empire sells at the end of the day. That's the thing. The Empire sells. The Rebellion sells. That stuff is still good if you can do it right. So anyway, I had no idea that this was kind of going on. And so I am thrilled because I don't know, to derail us here, but to go back for the last couple Star Wars video games, they haven't really been that good. You know,
I know. Yeah. You know, it's actually funny. I recently I have been kind of on a mission to go back and dive into them because Jedi Survivor, or Jedi Fallen Order. I loved, I think everyone did. Survivor came out and I got it on PC and it had some issues when it initially launched. It was like really bad. And I just unfortunately haven't gone back and played it. So I know a lot of people from the sentiment I've seen online is people said they really like the story of it. But are they like the story more in Fallen Order, but they like the gameplay more in Survivor. Okay. And, you know, then Outlaws came now and it had some issues and stuff like that. And then there were Star Wars Hunters, which is the biggest mind boggling thing to me in existence, because Star Wars Hunters to me, it should be a lesson. I mean, you and I literally have talked a lot about like the difference between Marvel and Star Wars and Lucasfilm Disney in terms of creating content. Like how is it that Star Wars struggles has these periods of long struggles when Marvel just knocks it out of the park? So Star Wars comes out with Star Wars Hunters, which is like a same type of like an Overwatch type of a game, right? Like, you know, 6v6 hero based shooter, whatever. And then it flopped. It wasn't very good. It was all these random made up characters. Like, oh, you can play as like some random Sith that nobody's ever heard of or anything. And then Marvel comes out with Marvel Rivals, and it's one of the biggest games, last year and this year. It's this huge game where it's a same type of a game, but you get to play as all these Marvel characters. And you're constantly sitting there being like, every so often they update it and they give us new characters. So last time it was Fantastic Four. And as I'm playing this game and I'm playing as Iron Man and I'm playing Magneto, all I can think about is, oh, I would love to play as this character. I would love to play as this character. Like all the ones they haven't added yet, right? Like, oh man, I would totally love to play as Cyclops or Doctor Doom or, Vision or some of these other characters that they haven't added yet. And it's like, why doesn't that type of a game exist for Star Wars? But like it did in Battlefront, remember? That was one of the coolest things. Is you're in these things, then you get to drop in as the hero and go level people.
Yeah.
You know, and you go back 2017, a lot has changed since 2017 in the video game landscape, right?
Yeah.
Like Battle Royals, games like Fortnite have totally taken over. And it's like, you're telling me they've actually even put the Star Wars characters in Fortnite. Right.
I know.
And you can play. I think they added Jar Jar.
Darth Jar Jar's on there, for Christ's sake.
It's in Fortnite. And it's like, why doesn't Star Wars just have its own standalone type of a game like that? Yeah. One of the last year, when Helldivers 2 came out, I don't know how familiar you are with Helldivers.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
It's an utterly fantastic game. And I made a ton of content and it all really blew up. I mean, it's actually like my best performing videos ever.
Yeah.
And I said, this format right here, where it's a four person team, you get dropped in and you basically have these small little missions you have to do and then you get pulled out. But the whole thing about the game is it is a galactic war and everyone participates, but it's all PvE essentially. Okay. So it's like this huge timer and it's showing you. It's basically like a guy at the studio is the one controlling, like, okay, now the war is going to go to this planet. And now the war is going to go to this planet.
Oh, dude.
But everyone drops in and you all do missions and you're all working for the same goal, which is to win the war.
Right.
And it's like, you're telling me, like, you could literally swap these characters out with clone troopers rebels or whatever.
Yep.
I actually feel like clones and droids would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're telling me that wouldn't blow up? People wouldn't be playing that like absolutely crazy. You know, like there's so many other types of games that now you look at and you're just like, God, that would work for Star Wars. Yeah. And man, Battlefront 3, I'm telling you, like, it would just be such a big game. People wanted it for so long.
Right. I mean, so it's they have a proven like track record. I mean, if the numbers are that high for Battlefront 2 right now and these petitions are going on,
it hasn't been updated in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, it definitely there's a formula for success there. Go ahead and make it. Nothing else you have done has honestly panned out very well, right?
Not to the success of
Jedi Survivor or Jedi Fallen Order.
Like a Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, it just feels like, now is the time. One thing I want to mention, and it's something that Tony Gilroy he's the creator for Andor. He kind of said, like, he feels like a lot of times with that fandom, like with Star Wars, everyone is sort of afraid, dude. Like, everyone's afraid to do something, like, I don't know, like bold. For example, like, or maybe they just want to put their spin or their bit in on Star Wars, and it's like you said with oh my gosh, Hunters, or what was the other game that just came out with the girl, Bounty Hunter?
Outlaws.
Yeah. And it's totally random. It's somebody new. Okay, whatever. But there's not enough tie-in to the heroes that we like, the people you want to play, right? Like you said with that Marvel game, you want to go out and play as Obi-Wan, as Anakin, as Vader. Like, you want to play as those big General Grievous, for Christ's sakes. I mean, that is what Battlefront has done for us. Battlefront 3 would do that. But for some reason, it feels like they're afraid to bring those characters into a Battle Royale situation. Why? Why would you be afraid to do that? They're tested characters. You have a plethora of heroes that you could bring in for a game like that. And it's just almost like they have to have some extra creator.
Right. Now I'd say the problem is that like a game like a MOBA, right, which is what you have in, in Marvel Rivals. Like, now if I'm Disney, the last thing I want to let Star Wars do is make their own version, because now it's going to compete against Marvel Rivals. So, but it's not a first person shooter like Battlefront is. I mean, you can switch to third person. It's team based. It's totally different. But yeah, I mean, it just seems so odd to me that I think you could actually even just update Battlefront 2. I think you could just update that game. Just do a DLC pack and see what happens.
Right.
Release it at $20 and just include like Andor. Like, literally just include like, even just go back and be like, hey, we're going to add like a new map, some heroes like Cassian Andor. I mean, clearly somebody's up there updating the servers. I mean, for Christ's sakes, Star Wars The Old Republic is still running.
I know, dude. Like, it's still getting updates.
It still gets updates.
And you're not updating Battlefront 2? Like, that is insane. Like, that kind of is stupid, right? I mean, that game, by the way, that is still like a new trailer for it. And they were like, came out and they like thanked the community and everything. And it's just like, never let that game die, because it is just a plethora of really good Star Wars lore and stuff. So yeah, it's almost silly. And we had brought up earlier, I think, you know, a character that very few, unless, I mean, a lot of video game Star Wars fans would know this character, and maybe some book fans, being Iden Versio, right? Yeah. That character is someone that the larger Star Wars fandom needs to know about. For crying out loud, if you liked Andor, because think about when Andor is introduced in Rogue One. He's this, you know, captain. He's this intelligence officer. It's again, that was a shocking, bold move. I mean, to show us these brand new characters really just tied to a couple big figures like Mon Mothma and other senators and things, but really they were brand new, and that was actually somehow super successful. But you then could do a similar thing and run it parallel with this Iden Versio storyline. Now, they already gave us a lot of that in Battlefront 2, but there's even more. You could go back. You can actually go back and do like a prequel sort of version and story, her coming through, actually really retelling the book version, Inferno Squad, all that story in there with Saul Guerrera and the Partisans.
Because I think that's one of the coolest things too, is like, nobody was really expecting that, right? Like, when Battlefront 2 was coming out, like the campaign was really almost like extra.
Yeah.
Going into it. And then like, we played it and we were just like, oh my God, like, it's honestly, if that were a standalone Star Wars game, I think it would be considered like it is really good. I mean, yeah, it's short, but it's also like, it's just a piece of Battlefront 2.
Right.
But it is a really good story. I mean, we read the book, like you and I read the Inferno Squad book, and it has one of the coolest moments in it for us.
Right.
Where
right.
like the opening to the book Inferno Squad, which is the tie-in prequel to the Battlefront 2 campaign, which is almost really another side piece of Star Wars content.
Right.
She is this TIE fighter pilot, and she watches the Death Star explode, and she can't believe it.
Yeah.
And she and Gina Valancar, is who does the motion capture and everything for the game, has also been in some of the Star Wars stuff. She's played like she's worked with Dave Filoni. Remember, she's in The Mandalorian or Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
She's like as like a background character.
Background, yeah.
Not as Iden Versio, the character, but just as some rando Star Wars character. So she's clearly like been involved in Star Wars, but I actually totally forgot about this. I think, as in all seriousness, the Battlefront 2 campaign might be the only piece of Star Wars content that directly ties in to like the sequels and the originals outside of four, like 7, 8, and 9.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're dealing with like Kylo Ren. And then also you're dealing with like Luke, like immediately post.
Dude, you're so
like,
right.
And it's like Battle of Jakku.
You're so freaking right. That,
I mean,
no, hold on. Yeah.
That's the only one on the top of my head I can think of.
No, you're right. I mean, hold on here. So at one point, like that game and that campaign had done more for the Luke Skywalker canon lore than anything else. I mean, really, than anything else. And so you're like, that's why we were so stunned by that campaign
until the moment he shows up in Mandalorian. But that
right,
remember, because he goes and he finds like Palpatine's cache, and it deals with Operation Cinder, actually they brought back into the Mandalorian. It was such a cool deal.
Yeah And so they were writing all those books, I mean the Aftermath sort of series, and again they worked well together. Everything sort of set up this understanding of what happens after Return of the Jedi, and so they were building that out, and then it's almost like this weird kind of full stop, and then they wove it back in with Mandalorian in season 2 when Luke shows up, and he's still there. But I mean, you had I think in the game Del Mico was like the a member of the Inferno Squad that like meets Luke Skywalker,
and it's actually one of the coolest Luke moments where he realizes that they're on different sides, but Luke helps him. And remember, he has a great line. Yep. He's like, "Why'd you help me?" He's like, "Because you asked." And it's like, so
dude, that's so sick. Even you hear you say it, I'm like, oh God. Like, and that's the Luke we know. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy to me that this is going to be so controversial, but it's so crazy to me that Battlefront 2 campaign captures a better version of Luke Skywalker than The Last Jedi. Like, that's wild. Facts.
Yeah.
Straight facts. So, I mean, like the fact that they haven't gone more, I mean, or even extended that campaign, like, my God, you think about how you could also tell more Luke Skywalker lore in canon would be through comics, video games, other things like that. So, and they already started it. So it's not like there's no precedent for it. They've done it in canon with Battlefront 2. So, I mean, maybe that's what they're kind of waiting on. Like, if they run Battlefront 3, if that does get the petition goes on, they're like, look, we need to green light this. Let's go ahead and do it. Instead of an update, let's make a Battlefront 3. What are they thinking about campaign? Would they be thinking about more?
I hope they would just, honestly, I would love to see the Battlefront 2 campaign get another piece of the story. Now, you kind of get, like, the way it kind of ends is it actually kind of finishes up a lot of, like, Inferno Squad and Inferno, you know, like, the Inferno Squad book kind of fleshes the whole thing out. But, I mean, they really kind of went all in on it. I mean, clearly, but that's before, like, you have to think about, like, when that came out, that was before Disney Plus. That was before Mandalorian and all of those things. So now, like, if this game came out and was, like, if Battlefront 2 in 2017 came out today and had the success it did when it launched. Now, obviously, its launch had some issues, but that was, like, EA pricing, you know, whatever. That wasn't really, like, a Star Wars issue. But man, I think they might look at it and be like, hey, this is a Disney Plus show we should make. And it's so wild to me that that's never happened. Like, we get things like Skeleton Crew and The Acolyte and stuff like that, but it's like, here you have like a hardcore group of people that are campaigning hardcore for Battlefront 3, and a big piece of the Battlefront 2 game.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now, with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Was the campaign, and everybody really liked it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, think about this. I actually forgot that at the end of that campaign, you get Zay Versio, which is Aiden's daughter, dude.
Yeah.
And they've switched sides, right? They've gone through this
doesn't
whole progression.
It's been quite a while since I played it, but isn't she there? Because doesn't it tie into like the Last Jedi or something?
I think it does. I'm pretty sure.
I think she's like on the ship that gets saved or something.
She is. It somehow ties right into the sequels because we were speculating back in the day, like, you know, I mean, before we knew much about Aiden, like we were actually at one point before we got that whole campaign, we had the book at first, and then we got the campaign. We were talking about like Aiden being the mother of Rey or something. Like we didn't know it could actually extend that far. It got us all the way through the gap to a Force, the Force Awakens and the Last Jedi. So, I mean, you're hearing about the First Order. You're hearing about, like you said, we're facing Kylo Ren, for Christ's sakes. So definitely, I mean, Del Mico, they age him up and he's, so it's it was great. They went all freaking in to try to fill that gap. And then it's been this full, almost like it's this whole story in like that gap that like no one's finished telling. And they kind of shifted over to like the Mandalorian and like Ahsoka and everything else. But like Luke is in both, which is great because Luke should be bouncing around all over the galaxy doing wonderful things. But dude, the fact that you have strong Imperial characters who eventually turn and you know, get on the right side of things, if you will, but they were diehards, man. They grew up in the Empire. And what's so crazy is that Inferno Squad novel, it actually goes on to, like, it starts off kind of talking about some of the Republic. Some of those guys were members of the Republic. They were like commanders and captains and generals in the Republic. And then, okay, fast forward, now we're a part of the Empire, and Aiden's growing up in as a member of that, trying to live up to the legacy of her father, and then sees the Death Star destroyed and has to go through all of that chaos and everything. I mean, it is phenomenal. It's almost something I'm like sitting here thinking in my head. I'm like, I should go make content about this campaign because I think people forgot about it. I think people have totally forgotten about the Battlefront 2 campaign, and it is by far one of the best things that under Disney canon, you know, lore, if you will, that's ever been done. And that's a fact. I mean, again, it's better than things like The Acolyte and here, Skeleton
and,
Crew.
Yeah, and I'll even share something here too, just because I don't. So this is Nexus Mods. I know you're not super familiar. This is basically like the number one modding site, right? So this is where everyone goes in order to find mods for Star Wars for any game, really. It's like the main thing. So I mean, if you go and you look, and I mean, look at all these characters. It's almost like a lot of it. I mean, I have it clicked to specifically just show characters to weed out, like, you know, gameplay fixes and things like that. But so many people have gone in and they've basically added in like every character, right? Like, oh, here's let's get Ahsoka in there. Let's get battle damaged Vader. Let's get the Mandalorian Boba Fett, Captain Rex, Darth Malgus, Maul. I mean, so clearly, like, people, and you look at some of these, I mean, people are downloading this. Like, 60,000 downloads.
Master Plo Koon.
167,000 downloads. If you look at a lot of these mods, like Anakin, you know, like a more film accurate version of Anakin, you know, and different things like that. So
yeah.
Even if you just look at that data and you say, you know, Cyborg Maul, right, has been downloaded almost 50,000 times. So clearly people are like going out and modding the game in order to get these other characters. And it's like, Disney, you could just be selling these. Right, because they sell those packs of these character skins and everything on Marvel Rivals, and it's like real expensive. I mean, you're quite literally sitting on a gold mine, and especially now you look at, like, you go back to 2017, Star Wars has changed so much. You could the Mandalorian with and without his helmet. I mean, Cassian Andor in Andor and Rogue One, just different skins, right? Young Han Solo, you know, Luke. I mean, you could even throw in the cartoon versions just as skins for people to play. Because look at Fortnite, right? I mean, yeah, Vader and all these different things.
The Acolyte. Go ahead and throw the Acolyte character.
Why not?
I mean, dude, Jesus Christ. I mean,
we finally seen Darth Plagueis on screen. I mean, include him.
Throw him in there.
There's no reason not to.
Darth Chimer, whatever is, you know, go nuts, dude. You're right, though. Like, everybody wants to play their favorite character. And so, you know, okay, for example, Acolyte it didn't do well. But there's a fan base for it. They freaking love it. They would love to grab their Darth Chimer and come in and try and wreck you, right?
Well, I mean, if I could play as Master Saul, I'd be down.
I know. Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
He was awesome.
He was sick. And so imagine, you know, pitting him up against some of those other because I saw the likes on the mods, for example. They had Revan on there. They had Darth Nihilus on there. They had some old, even like Legends, you know, characters and stuff that were really, really freaking cool. So yeah, if you're getting that kind of numbers on the downloads for mods, then I don't know what the hell they're thinking. Like, this, that should have been done. It should already be done. It should be announced and like coming out. So or an update, like, what would they do? So if they're going to update it, is that, that's right, easier.
They could. Yeah. They could just take the existing game and put out like a pack that people download or, you know, whatever. I mean, it's still there.
Still there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still there. Like, Disney actually turned like some of the servers back on for like classic Battlefront a few years ago before. So they actually let Aspyr, who is this company, they're the ones that go and they remaster a bunch of old games and stuff like that, and they're the ones that are actually creating the Knights of the Republic remake, but they have been the ones who have been handling all the remasters like Jedi Power Battles and Battlefront and stuff like that. But they actually, a few years, like I think it was like in 2017 or something, it's been a good while, but they went back and Disney's actually turned on like the servers again for the original classic Battlefront too, like not the remastered. So I mean, yeah, you can totally just like drop an update or something like that. And you see this from time to time where sometimes something happens and people go back and these games kind of reblow up and then it gives them new life. Right.
Yeah. I think, yeah, for sure. I mean, again, there's definitely some question for you though. Some people are saying here that when Battlefront 2 came out, was it kind of rocky in terms of its sales in the beginning? I mean,
it was, yeah, but that was, and we actually talked about this way back in the day, Watch days.
Oh, God,
way back in the day. What happened was, it was the same thing that happened to Battlefront 1, was Classic Electronic Arts hit a bunch of stuff behind, like, paywalls for, like, cosmetics, even play as Darth Vader and stuff like that. And
right.
Basically got ripped apart, and then they, to their credit, in both times they actually came back in and provided a bunch of free updates and stuff like that, because the internet pushed back hard.
Pushed back hard
on it. And yeah, I mean, we know that EA is actually developing the third game in the Jedi. It's going to be a trilogy, the Jedi Fallen Order trilogy. And you know, DICE, I'm sure, who's created the last two, is busy. They're making the next Battlefield game, excuse me. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't even necessarily have to get the next Battlefront game. If it's like, it could still carry the Battlefront name and be something like else. Like, I would totally be down for a 100 versus, you know, like a Battle Royale. Call it Star Wars Battle Royale for all I care. Right. I mean, but I mean, it's just like, there's no reason, especially when you look at a game like Marvel Rivals and how successful it is. Why is there not a Star Wars version of that? That's not Star Wars Hunters. Why is there not a legit game. I mean, there's so many gameplay genres that Star Wars would fit into. Mm-hmm. Right. They actually included some of their characters in a game called Brawlhalla, which is basically like Super Smash Brothers. It's like a 2D fighting game. And I've always for years thought that a Smash Brother, a just purely dedicated Smash Brothers styled Star Wars game would be excellent. Like, I feel like because there's just so many characters to choose from, and you can all have different abilities and everything, and they all sort of fit into very specific types, you know, like your scoundrels with your blasters, and you've got like, and you even got like Jedi and Sith, but some are faster, so some you're like heavy, medium, light characters, and like different force abilities. It would all totally work. But yeah, it's just a shame to me that, I mean, literally the internet right now is crying out for Battlefront 3.
Right.
Where is it at?
Where's it at, dude? Where's it at? Man, that'd be really cool. I would honestly love to freaking see it. And like you said, I mean, everybody has their favorite character, though. Just to go back to that for a second, like everyone wants to see their Jedi, their Sith, or whoever, General Grievous, going against, I mean, somebody that he's never, Luke Skywalker, for crying out. General Grievous versus Luke Skywalker. Like
That's what makes the heroes versus villains mode so fun.
Right.
In Battlefront.
It's this hypothetical thing that you can kind of do, and people are debating it in Reddit and Quora, all over the internet, like always wanting to kind of talk about it. What would it look like? What form would they use? Are they heavy, like you said, you know, sort of lighter, speed, what advantages do they have? So I mean, and Star Wars has so many of those characters, it's just a shame. It's a shame that we're not getting more of that kind of content. One more thing I want to say real quickly is I forgot that you just said that the Jedi series, right, with Cal Kestis, it has a third game coming out. That storyline, by the way, has been phenomenal. That campaign and that story arc is like, they actually tied in some of the stuff from like the Kenobi series. They're like really watching where everything is time-wise, and they've created the path, right? Like where do the freaking Jedi go? Where do the Force sensitives go? Like, they literally have a planet now called Tantalore where people can like hide from Emperor Palpatine until later. And so if Battlefront 3 could have a campaign that also picks up with, like, you know, the end of it's just story group working together to make a story in their video game universe, even though they're different kind of, you know, things, just to make this all fit in canon and flow. Right. I mean, so,
well, even you know, another thing real quick is we'll close up here, but the High Republic, right? Like, we've talked a lot on you know, in Star Wars podcasting about how, like, it struggled, right? They Disney came out and they did this huge deal about the High Republic with comics and books and everything, and thinking, hey man, this is really going to be the next big thing. And then we finally got our first High Republic show in the Acolyte, and it didn't particularly do well. But there's so many cool characters there, I think a video game is just the perfect medium to include some of them, because then people are like, who is this? And they'll get excited, mm-hmm. and they go look it up, right? That's kind of the thing. Actually, something like that actually happened with Nintendo. Is they, for Super Smash Brothers Melee, which was the second game in the series, when it came out on the GameCube back on like 2002, they included some characters, Marth and Roy, from their Fire Emblem series. And Fire Emblem is this like strategy RPG game. It's kind of like, it's like turn-based. So you're like on a grid and you can move around and attack whatever. Anyway, it was not really known at all here in America. And they introduced these characters, and these characters became so popular that they said, well, we'll bring some Fire Emblem games over to the United States. And now it's a massive franchise for Nintendo. And it's like some of my favorite games ever. I mean, Fire Emblem Three Houses on the Switch is like one of my favorite RPGs ever. It's like top five for me, you know. And it's like, video games are a great way to introduce people to characters. Yeah. Like you go back in the 90s, Kyle Katarn.
Oh, dude. Legendary.
Look at how big Kyle Katarn became just from, like, a lot of people experienced him for the first time. I had no idea who he was until I played the Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
And then you're wow, who's this guy? And then there's tons of books and stuff for him. So it's such a good medium to introduce people to all of the other avenues in a fandom.
For sure. So think about, like, Ahsoka was introduced in, like, not on the main screen, not on the big screen. They introduced that character in a TV show, right? And then Cal Kestis, right? He's introduced in a video game. So again, I totally agree. There's ways to kind of bring in really cool characters in that High Republic series, make them, you know, cool, go play and power battles and whatnot. Give us more campaign there. Actually, if you gave us a kids who like video games and people who like video games and they're into that, they want to go blow something up, they want to fight, they want to do the thing, whatever. If you have a campaign there, next thing you know, if you really like that character, what are you going to do? You're going to go get the comic book. That's the next thing. You're going to get the comic book, right? The graphic novel.
You're going to look up more stuff.
Right. So, I mean, it's what we did growing up. I mean, so, yeah, it's just, what was the guy? Oh my God. Shadows of the Empire. What is his
Dash
name?
Rendar.
Dash freaking Rendar, dude. Like, so freaking cool. And so you want more of that character because you experienced him. You played as him, right? You were trying to stop Boba Fett from getting Luke and stuff like that, or with Captain Solo. Right.
You're Hoth.
You're freaking Hoth, dude. Like, that was sick. And so anyway, yeah, it's just that is actually why I think the Cal Kestis video games have worked so well. They that idea is there. This is a Jedi survivor,
right? And now look at how big the outcry has been. People are like everyone is speculating for every new Star Wars show, is Cal Kestis going to show up?
Yeah, where's he at?
Because now with motion capture and everything, you have Cameron Monaghan. I mean, he's like he's a legit actor. It's not legit. Because, I mean, not that voice actors aren't. A lot of voice actors do the motion capture for video games and stuff now. But, I mean, he's like, you know, he's in big shows, right? I mean, he was in Gotham, and he was in Shameless. And he's a good actor.
Right. Yep, for sure. And it's in that, I know every video that whenever that time period is sort of talked about, I'm always just like, yeah, will he show up in this series? Like, if Kenobi season 2 comes out, we're going to say, where's he at? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like, does he show up or not? So we'll see how his campaign sort of, you know, rolls out when the next game comes out. But that's the thing. And so there's room to do that. And I just don't know why. And I get to go back when with Outlaws, I guess they were trying to do that with a new character. Right. And it just sometimes you do it well and sometimes you don't do it well. I don't know.
So. Yeah. Outlaws, as we'll close up here. But as Outlaws also had a lot of pricing issues. Ubisoft, the freaking Jabba the Hutt mission, you had to pay like $110 to get the complete thing for. It's like, I thought the whole point of dealing with the criminal underworld is I would expect to be dealing with Jabba. There shouldn't be like an exclusive Jabba mission hidden behind a paywall, right? Like
Jabba no bother.
It's okay. It's not a downright terrible, awful game, but I think everyone was expecting it to be like a great game, and it was just sort of mid.
Well, and again, one last thing just on that point, like a lot of my students that I work with, they came in and they were outraged by the price of that game. And I'm just like, because their parents wouldn't let them get it and they were going to have to get
too
it later.
Expensive.
You don't have that surge right there at the beginning to kind of get off the ground, you know, really well. And so then they're like, well, whatever, I'll just go back to playing Battlefront 2. Right. I mean, let's go back and play something different.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why Marvel Rivals is so big, is because it's free to play.
Yeah. Right?
It's free to play. And then you go buy cosmetic stuff. It's like Star Wars would totally work for a free to play game.
Heck yeah.
Okay. You just pop in and sure. I don't have, maybe you lock some of the characters. I mean, in Marvel Rivals plays pretty much any of the characters, but it's like skins. It's like, ooh, well, I want to have the cool looking, you know, I don't want to just be like Wolverine. It's like, well, do you have Wolverine in the X-Men costume? Are you having like the leather jacket, or do you have this? It's like same thing with Star Wars. Do you have the Kenobi Vader with like the helmet smash and you can half see his face?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
That would be sick. That would be sick.
So,
Well,
hey, we had to pop on here real quick. And
I love it.
Just talk some Battlefront 3 because it's blowing up and we want to help contribute. If the internet is in a campaign right now to get Star Wars Battlefront 3 and people are literally commenting. I made a video like years ago as a joke, just being like, it's like a meme, you know, of the American Psycho where Christian Bale is like, why isn't it possible? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's not possible. And literally that video is still one of my best videos to this day. And like, I'm just, every time I've been checking YouTube since like May the 4th, it's like, I see my notification. It's literally people just saying Battlefront 3. Cause there's a campaign right now to get it. And we will help contribute to that campaign.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. All right, guys. Well, hey, as always, Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.